Hey, what's buzzin', cousins? I'm Grim Gory.
And I'm Janet Decay.
And you're listening to
Living the Scream!
The behind the scenes of
The Mummy and the Monkey Show.
Yes, and happy Mummy's Day! It's a Mummy's Day show today.
Yes, it's our Mummy's Day special.
Yes, yes, our tribute to all the mummies out there who made everything possible for us little ghouls.
Yes, we literally owe our lives to our mummy.
That's right. And let me start off by saying that Living the Scream is a little bit more of maybe a PG-13 show. Sometimes we might touch on subjects and without using any sort of foul language, of course. But we might touch on some subject that might be a little bit, you know, racy for the kiddies, because our show is you know, designed around for family entertainment, our Mummy and Monkey Show.
So maybe the older kids or teenagers, but...
So we just suggest parental guidance. So parental guidance is
advised. To us at your own risk.
That's right. So just so you know.
We don't want angry mummies emailing us.
Right. Yeah. You never know what we're going to talk about, because we sort of just do this show on the fly. And even though we have a topic planned, usually, or topics, we never know where we're going to go. You know, so who knows? Anyway, we're going to start out today's Mummy's Day special with what? See, we really
well,
do.
Well, we should always start with our show shot.
That's right. It's time for the show shot.
That's right.
What we drinking tonight? What's your poison tonight, Mummy Buns?
I'm going to have Jack Daniels, my favorite.
Yeah, we're doing the standards, and I got me Jägermeister right on board here. Ready?
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. Show shot.
So we clink.
Yep.
And then tap.
Doink.
And then
take it down. Ooh, I got to wash that down with a black label, Mabel.
Ooh, hey, Mabel, black label.
I just said that. Ooh. Oh, man, hair of the dog. This has been a crazy weekend so far.
Oh, yeah, we
Chars.
Did some partying yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of, and among other things.
Did a lot this morning, too, out running around. We went to a flea market that's close by. And
Sunday morning, we hit the flea markets, get to see what's going, you know, find some junk for our store. The Mummy and the Monkey's Thrift Crypt.
No, Grim, it's not junk.
Located at...
Oh, the Thrift Crypt is located at 13349 Madison Avenue in Lakewood, Ohio.
Yeah, we actually, not junk, but just cool stuff to put in our store.
We sift through a lot of junk to find those gems where you find that one or two cool, you know...
Yeah,
one or two cool pieces that you think that someone else might enjoy.
That's one of our mottos at the Thrift Crypt is we sift through the junk so you don't have to. That's right. We find the treasures amongst the trash. So, yeah, we did that this morning, and then I broke off and went and saw my mom, hung out with her a little bit, took her out to visit the dead people at the cemetery, my grandmother and grandfather, her mom and dad. We do that every Mother's Day and Father's Day.
As a lot of people do, you know, pay
occasions.
Respect to your relatives that are long gone and keep their memories alive.
And the living, and went to a delicious Chinese buffet out that way and did a little shopping, and then I came home to you, baby.
Aw. Well, I had to work in the shop today for a little bit, and then my mummy had to work too. So I went to go see her Friday. I took her out thrifting. That's where I get my love of looking for old junk. We like to go out thrifting, and then took her out to lunch. So that was her early Mummy's Day gift.
Nice. What'd you get her?
Oh, she picked out a bunch of, like, ugly knickknacks that I don't like.
Nice.
And, like, little baby dolls. She collects dolls and little knickknacky things, like grandma-looking stuff that... We have different tastes, but she's a sweetheart.
Mm.
And we'll actually have some audio clips of our mummies.
That's right. We have
a little bit later.
Their special guests tonight are our mothers. Our mothers are going to be on the show. We have Janet's mom coming up in a few minutes here, and then we'll give my mom a buzz and see what she up to today. And basically, we're going to talk to them about what they watched as kids growing up in Cleveland, what television influenced them, and especially anything that was horror host related. So we're going to find that out in a little bit here.
Mm-hmm. Some Cleveland memories.
Yeah.
And our moms are close in age. His mom is about...
She's early 70s.
And my mom is not far from that.
Yeah.
So they have
been
some
around.
Similar experiences.
Yeah, they were in their 20s in the late to mid 60s. So, in their
teenagers.
Teens. Yeah, early. Yeah.
Yeah, they were 20s in the 70s.
Crazy. Yeah. So, I wish I could have been, you know, or were alive back then. to see some of this
stuff.
To have
a time machine just to look back on some of those days.
You know what? And if I had a time machine, I wouldn't do anything else.
Just
I wouldn't help anybody. I wouldn't change anything in history. I would just go back for selfish reasons and watch things that I cared about and maybe even see if I could lug back a VCR and some videotapes or something and tape some of that
crap. Tape some things off of the TV
from
back then.
My gosh, how great would it be to have like a lot of Gullardi shows and things like that?
Well, in the 60s and 70s, you would need like a Super 8 to just record the screen or something.
Well, yeah, but if you had a time machine and you could bring back equipment that would pick up the signal.
Oh,
just
like to hook up a 1980s yeah. VCR.
All analog.
A 1960s TV.
No, you can a 2000 VCR. And a tube TV or whatever, you know, would take
whatever would work.
Anyway,
yeah,
with the logistics of that. But it's all fantasy, and it would be something that, yeah, that's what I would do. I wouldn't do anything good for the world. That would just be, hey, I'm going to get some stuff that that nobody has, you know. And but I would share it with everybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you wouldn't be like, you wouldn't be Biff from Back to the Future, where he's getting all the game
all the scores. Yeah. I would love to bring that back and share it with anyone who cared to watch it. But anyway.
Let's move on with the show.
Yeah, well, this is the show. They're just hanging out with us out there, and we're sitting around here in our drawers.
Yes, we are not wearing pants.
We're in the comfort of our own living room.
You're wearing Star Wars underpants.
In front of our fireplace that's filled with orange plastic Halloween pumpkins and little Halloween guys all lit up.
Other people get their fireplaces repaired. We instead replace a fire with cheap orange Halloween pumpkins.
And it looks pretty dang cool.
And it has a lovely orange glow.
Yes.
So it gives you that nice Halloween feel year-round.
We sit here in our drawers. I have my Star Wars drawers on.
Mine are gray with little bows, and they're just basic underpants.
And for the remainder of the show, we invite you, the listeners out there, to join us and listen to us in your underwear. Please.
Yes, you could take your clothes off and listen to us, too.
We got that kind of a vibe going on
right
now.
Pants are overrated.
That kind of scene going on right now. So let's all just hang out, man. Let's all grow up. So we're flipping out right now trying to figure out a stage show. We got a live appearance. Mummy and the Monkey are going to be at the Green Eagle Winery May 20th from 2:30 to 3, opening up for a live performance by Big Chuck and Little John.
Yes, Saturday, May 20th at the Green Eagle Winery, and it is a charity event for the Warren Philharmonic Orchestra, and it is in the Warren, Ohio area. I'm not sure on the exact city. We still have to MapQuest and Google all that, too. We're just trying to... Now we have a better idea of what we want.
Yeah.
Ooh, excuse me. Ooh.
I think all the price information for the tickets, it's just like 10 bucks.
Yeah, it's only 10.
Yeah, but you reserve a ticket, and it'd be great to see you out there if you're listening. Come on down to the Green Eagle Winery this Saturday, May 20th.
Rain or shine.
That's right. Check us out. We're going to be opening up for some of our heroes. It's great. You know, again, I mean, we did some stuff at Gullardi Fest last October as the Mummy and the Monkey. We did a half-hour show.
Every day, for all three days.
We did a little stage show, and we're coming up with some stuff to we're probably going to wind up showing some of our skits, which would be great. Hopefully that will let people understand what we do that don't
to get a better idea
who we are, right?
And that way they can see, like, hey, we're trying to keep that tradition going,
right?
Of a movie host or like a character that hosts.
Yep, that's our mission statement. We're trying to keep that going. It was never dead. It's just sort of fallen out of popularity over the last few decades. But there are a lot of us out there, a lot of horror hosts out there, keeping the flame alive, as it were.
Right, and we like to think what's old can be cool again. There's a lot of old stuff that people consider retro and cool, so maybe horror hosting can be considered retro. Cool.
Yeah, I don't see why not. Hey, you know, let's go for it. I think we're in a unique position right now, and I just want to keep on going and. Hey, entertain the folks out there and give them what they want, you know?
And we're going to do some prize giveaways. We're going to give out our DVDs. We're going to do like a little game show type of thing.
We got two game shows planned. One is called Wrap the Mummy, and the other one is called Hide the Banana.
Graham!
Ooh,
it's a family show!
It's not eight. You know what? You have to come down and see what we're talking about.
The name is more risque than the actual game.
But Hide the Banana should be a lot of fun. And there'll be prizes to be had.
Yes.
Yes. So, come on down. Email us at themummyandthemonkey@gmail.com if you need any information.
Mm-hmm.
Check out our Facebook page.
Instagram. Mm-hmm. Just go on themummyandthemonkey.com, and it is the hub for all our information.
Links to our shows, skits, bits, and gosh, anywhere you want to find anything mummy and monkey related.
Yes, you can look at our skits and bits.
Ooh, wow, wow, wow. What more can you ask for, you know? So let's say we get to your mom. Let's check in on Judy and see what she's up to.
Sure, I'll give her a call.
Okay, here we go. Here comes the mummy's mummy, Judy.
Yes, my mummy Judy.
Okay.
All right, this is Janet J, also known as Janet Decay, and you're listening to Living the Scream, behind the scenes of the Mummy and the Monkeys show. This is our special Mother's Day edition, and I've got my mom on the line here to talk about various Cleveland memories.
Oh, hi. I remember the Gulardi show when I was younger, and my brother used to watch it, I remember seeing King Kong, and that's about all I remember. I don't remember too much because it's been so long ago. No. Anyway, life in Cleveland. I remember going to Higby's at Christmas time with my aunt and my mom and my sisters and my brother. And going down the escalators and going to see Mr. Jingling.
Nice. Did you guys take the bus down there?
And I remember watching Ron 10 Pound on TV also. He always would say, you could fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool Mom.
Who was that again?
Ron 10 Pound. I don't remember what station he was on. I think it was on A. I'm not sure.
Okay, so maybe Channel 8. We're going to have to look into that to see who that character was.
I'm not really sure about that, but anyway. I do remember Dick Goddard for a long time.
Oh, yeah, everyone remembers Dick Goddard.
Yeah, he just recently retired, so yeah, Dick was still around until recently.
Yes, you remember him when he was younger. Yeah, he was on TV.
When I was younger. Yeah, I remember.
He was on TV for like 50 years.
And I remember when I used to work in Cleveland. It was pretty neat. I used to work at the top of the town at Stouffer's Inn on the Square.
Yeah, that's at the Terminal Tower. Yeah.
Yeah, that was at the Terminal Tower, and that was in the 1970s, right? What years was that? What was the exact year, Mom?
I used to work at Cunningham Drug also. Over there by Cunningham Drug was a little place to get corned beef sandwiches with pickles and it was good.
That sounds delicious. Did you ever go to a Huff Bakery?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
You're
right, another Cleveland staple back in the day. That's right. Well, it's really great that, it's good to hear that you worked at Stouffer's Inn at Public Square, which is pretty crazy. It's like, you know, that's a Cleveland staple.
Yeah, and it's great that they're reviving, you know, downtown Cleveland. It's right. It's a lot better than what it used to be, and they're trying to bring back that.
And I used to see Dorothy Fulltime and Wilma Smith.
Right.
Oh, did you ever wait on them?
Oh, yeah, I used to work the Sunday brunch at the Stouffer's Inn on the Square, and I see Wilma, and she's a very tall lady, very pretty lady.
That's awesome. Was she really nice to you, or did she leave you a good tip?
Oh, yeah, she's a very nice lady. And at one time, I was working, and I had seen Neil Diamond.
Well, he's not a Clevelander, but the other ones you mentioned were, and that just shows you that Janet Decay. Well, that's true.
The French Connection, but I wasn't allowed to go near the table.
Right, but Janet Decay.
And ask for
I don't think she can hear us.
Yeah, but Janet Decay, you know, your daughter has some Cleveland roots to some of the Cleveland celebrities that were the big ones, like Dorothy Fulltime back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. My mom was a waitress to some of these local Cleveland celebrities back in the day. So, did you ever wait on Drew Carey?
No.
Maybe not.
Well, I used to serve, McDowell. I served Art McDowell.
Oh, there you go. The Cleveland Browns.
Wasn't
owner.
He the guy that sold the Cleveland Browns to Baltimore?
Well, there's some bad.
Everyone hated him.
Yeah, there's some bad vibes with that guy, but you know.
What year was that, Mom? Do you remember?
A long time ago, but I remember I had him at the table, and I couldn't believe it.
How old were you back then? How old were you back then?
I was in my 20s.
Whoa. There you go.
All right. Well, I guess we're gonna wrap up.
30. No, probably 30.
Oh, around 30. Okay. Well, the cool.
I don't remember. Close to
30. All right. Well, thanks, Mom, for talking with us and sharing your Cleveland memories on TV and from being a waitress downtown back in the 1970s.
Yes.
Yeah, it was nice. I really enjoyed the work in there. That's... And, Cleveland is... Up-and-coming town.
It's coming back, baby. That's right. The downtown area has been... You need to go back downtown to see what they've done. It's a totally... You'd be amazed what it looks like, Judy, right now. They actually they're bringing a lot of stuff back. You won't even recognize some of the stuff down there.
Yeah.
We have to go down there one day with you.
Yeah, we'll have to take...
I used to work at the top of the town.
Right.
At Sulphur's, and it, you could see the whole town. I'm up 38 floors up. I mean, wow.
But you gotta see what it looks like from the ground level. It's like totally different right now. So we're gonna come down. We're gonna bring you all the way from Medina. We're gonna pull you out of Medina and bring you downtown Cleveland to see what it's like now. At some point.
We'll have to plan it.
Nah, sounds like you're down for that. Okay, so.
All right, I guess that'll wrap it up for now. Thanks for chatting with us, my mom, Judy.
Happy Mother's Day, Judy.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I'm not used to calling her by her name.
I know. Okay, Mom, happy Mother's Day.
All right, I'm going to let you go. Love you, Mom. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you, bye.
Have a good night. Well, there you go. There's Jan Decay's mother.
Yes.
Commenting on Cleveland back in the day in its heyday. And, what was that? Probably the late 60s, early 70s, right?
Yes, she was a teenager in the 1960s and watched a little bit of Goularty with her brother, my Uncle Ron.
Yeah, like my monkey mama was like early 20s in their 60s, and then, you know.
Yeah, our moms are around the same age, maybe like 2 year difference.
So they got to see, like, what happened in Cleveland in the 60s and 70s. I mean, it's pretty interesting. I mean, yes. Now here in the 2000s. Seeing what's going on, it went through a resurgence, so we're seeing it come back up.
We are, and it's great to see the city more alive and less, you know, vacant and polluted, full of rubbish.
Pollution is an arbiter. We'll see. But speaking of pollution, we're going to take a break and get more polluted. And you're listening to
Living the Scream.
That's right. So stay tuned. We'll see you later, alligators. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Living the Scream, the behind the scenes of
The Mummy and the Monkey Show.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed hearing from Janet's mummy. Judy, interesting stuff. Grew up in Cleveland, in the Ohio area, and got to see some of that stuff firsthand.
Yes, and got to wait on celebrities while working downtown, and got to watch Goularty with her brother back in the day.
Yeah, crazy. So hey, let's keep the ball rolling here with the mom theme. We got the monkey's mommy on the phone, Barb. Hey, Barbara, how you doing?
Good, James. How are you?
Oh, okay. Didn't call me James. I'm Grim.
Now you gotta switch to James.
Yeah, she's the. The monkey's mommy is on the phone. Yeah. Well, yes, and so we talked to Janet.
I'm a monkey too, so I'm dumb, so I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh! Now,
growing up in Cleveland was a wonderful experience.
Well, okay, good. So, one second. Okay, so you grew up in the 50s and the 60s. Hey, I can hear that TV. Hello.
I grew up in the 1946 to 1970.
Yeah, well, and then you stopped growing up, right? Then. But anyway, so you got to see some of this. Actually, when I remember being a kid, and you turned me on to Houlihan and Big Chuck in the early 70s, and the Ghoul. And you watched that stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we watched it every Saturday.
And you like those monster movies, right, that they would show?
Yeah, they weren't scary. At the time, but it was fun. It wasn't really like you're afraid. You just enjoyed it.
Right. And I remember, yeah, there was one movie with a crawling hand, a severed hand. And
Yeah, The Thing. What was it?
I think Thing, that was from Adam's Family, Thing. But you're confusing some stuff. But there was a movie called The Crawling Hand, I believe, and the severed arm or something. Anyway, but then I remember you would do that. You know, the hand would creep around and you'd pretend that your hand was there. And another movie that we really liked growing up, we used to like watching with us, was Planet of Blood. With that female, yeah, space. She was a space vampire who needed blood to fertilize her eggs. And Dennis Hopper was in that movie. A young Dennis Hopper was in Planet of Blood. Crazy. But and I have one of my Grim Gory shows. I did a Christmas show just for fun on videotape, and I used that movie for that. And I put sound effects in. That might have to materialize one day on some convention DVD special we put together.
Now, did she watch Ghoulardi when she was a kid?
Yeah, let's see about Ghoulardi. Now, I've talked to you about Ghoulardi. You were aware of him, but you weren't like a big fan, right?
I think I was just at that age where you couldn't stay up all the time to watch him. You know, like, my brothers and sisters could stay up and watch him, but I couldn't. I had to go to bed.
Oh.
When I could, when they let me watch him, I'd watch him.
Well, how old were you in 1963 or 64? You were what? Maybe almost...
46, 56, 20 years old.
Well, so you couldn't stay up when you were 20? That was that straight back then?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's crazy.
The 60s were real. Wow, who knew?
It came out before that.
The 1860s, but not the 1960s. But yeah, no, Ghoulardi was on TV from 63 to 66, but you might have just not been interested. I mean, but you knew about him. You've heard of him. I mean, everyone talked about him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You would hear, like, people come to school. Well, but you were out of school by then, so, yeah, that's a point in time in your life, you know, that you probably...
going to nursing school.
Right. You were in nursing school right out of high school, so you were busy. But yeah, but you were around then, but you definitely.
Yeah, I love Ghoulardi and Big Chuck and Little John is what I really.
Right.
I don't know why I remember them so much.
Well, because they were.
The Houlihan were good, but Big Chuck and Little John were a lot better.
Well, yeah, I like all the show. I mean, I've got some episodes of Houlihan and Big Chuck from the late 70s, and it's just brings back so many memories.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I loved the way they would interact, and that was another cool thing about them is they didn't dress up like anything, no costumes. They were just guys with great personalities, and they would just had a way to draw you in when you're watching these horror movies, and the cheesier the better. And they would make fun of them, and their skits were something that was cool too. And that's what we try to do on our Mummy and the Monkey show is emulate that a little bit and yeah. So what TV shows are you watching now? They don't have to be horror host related. Just what kind of TV does Monkey Mummy like to watch?
Oh, Once Upon a Time.
Okay, yeah, that fairy tale movie. ABC, I think that's on.
Dancing with the Stars.
Okay, of course.
Cooking that chef, that Master Chef show.
Jeff Ramsey or Chef Ramsey. Yeah, yeah, he's great. Yeah, yeah. So you know. Yeah, so, and do you watch the Mummy and the Monkey show at all?
Yes, I do. Yeah. My son gave me some discs that I put in the thing and play it.
Right. The thing that plays the discs.
I'm trying to be funny.
I know, you're doing good. I love it.
That movie player thing.
Well, I hope you had fun today on our little excursion out.
Oh, I did. Thank you so much, Dave.
Of course.
It was wonderful.
Of course. I love hanging out with you. I love you for it. I love you so much. You know that.
And you know I love Janet too. That 6-8-year-old girl.
Whoa! See, folks, here's the PG.
Wow.
Here's the PG-13.
Go to bed with you every night. away.
Wow.
See, this is that PG-13, the parental guidance I was referring to.
Wow, now I know where you get your potty mouth from.
Earlier in the show, right. And we kind of were talking about it when we were coming in from the break here. Go ahead.
Well, and we're not wearing pants, so.
What are you wearing right now, Ma?
I'm wearing a red T-shirt that says Cleveland Clinic and some pajama bottoms.
Okay, see, she's in her PJs.
So she has pants on.
Nice,
okay.
See? Well, but they're PJ pants. So
that's
like underwear. Nice. Well, happy Mother's Day, Mom. And thank you for being on Living the Scream with Janet and I.
Behind the screams.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you guys.
Love you,
love you too.
Have a good evening. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah, there she is. That's my mama. She's a trip. And
she's funny.
Yeah, I try to see her as often as I can. That's basically why I moved back to Cleveland like 5 years ago, is to, you know, be able to spend more time with her, because I lived out of the state for about 10 years. I bopped around the country pursuing my art career and in graphic design and product development. And every time I come visit Cleveland, man, it just told me there's no place like home. And then I found my wife here too. It was all here waiting for me.
I guess I was waiting for you and just didn't realize.
And it worked out great. Okay, more people are going to probably throw up.
Oh, yeah, too mushy.
Yeah, so we hope you're enjoying the Mummy and the Monkeys Mother's Day special right here on Living the Scream. Yes, anybody out there with any interesting mother stories, just email us at themummyandthemonkey.com, or any memories you have of growing up in Cleveland, and any questions you have for us in general for future shows.
Yes, because we could read it on the next show.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm going to pull up something here.
Did we have more questions?
I don't know, but let me see let's see what the Facebook's got for me.
The Facebook.
Yeah, I'll see what's on that book of faces out there.
Oh my!
We didn't post anything tonight, but so growing up in Cleveland, I grew up in the '70s and '80s, watching all the television and the local shows like Superhost, Big Chuck and Little John, Houlihan and Big Chuck, The Ghoul.
And I was the '80s and '90s.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit younger.
Let's see. Okay, so this buddy of ours named Brett. Hey, Brett, what's up, man? He wrote a really interesting email on Facebook. He PM'd me. He goes, this is from Brett. Assuming episode 4 of Living the Scream gets cut tonight and you don't make an ass out of you and me, here's a question straight from the podcast world, or the podcasty underworld. Can we get a copyright-free podcast exclusive voiceover on the Mummy 2017 reboot of the Universal 50s classic trailer? Perhaps a Grim Gory and Janet Decay shout out for Happy Mummies Day to all the mummies listening. And we're doing that right now because this show is dedicated to all the mummies out there.
To all the mummies out there.
That's right. For good measure, keep up the good work and foul belches. I wonder what he's talking about. He must
be listening to your belches.
Very, yeah.
Yuck.
So far, I have not produced one burp. Not one bubble.
Thank you.
Risen from my belly onto the, you know, digital recording device.
The listeners out there don't have to sit next to these belches.
But they smell, you know.
We don't have like a smell of cam or smell of vision.
Like John Waters didn't.
Smell of radio. Yeah. I don't know.
Smell-o-rama.
Yes. Smell pod.
Yeah.
The new smell pod.
Yeah, that must be something else. Boy, I tell you, I'd have to have one of those.
Copyright that.
In a second. Hey, what do you think about these fidget things? Are you into that?
A what it?
The fidgets, the little spinners and those little things you play
with. Grim, you shouldn't call little people that.
Oh, they're
it might be offensive.
They're called little people. Not those kind of fidgets. No, you know, I'm totally...
No, what is it?
I'm respectful to all groups out there. No, a fidget is the name for these little devices that are coming out for people that have supposedly have ADD, and it keeps them busy. It's like the guy in the meeting clicking his pen with his thumb.
Just so someone that's as fidgety?
Yeah.
Like they feel like they need to like
so
tap
these,
something or click something?
There's these little devices that are out there.
Do I have a clicky pen here?
I don't know.
Let me see.
You might need a fidget.
Will I just sit here and fidget the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Fidget in my underpants?
Whoa, hey.
Whoa.
See? PG-13, folks.
What? Get your minds out of the gutter.
Parental discretion is advised.
I have a Sharpie marker.
That doesn't really click, but you can pop the top off and click it down. That's another way to do it.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm
fidgeting right now with a Sharpie.
And your hands are not in your pants.
No.
They're out of your pants.
They're out of my pants.
Yeah, so I guess it's coming to that where people are making millions of dollars off these little devices.
Off that? Really?
Yeah.
We're in the wrong business.
I know. We need to make some Mummy the Monkey fidgets. What would it be? Like a banana that would, I don't know.
A banana that.
A squishy banana.
A squishy banana.
Yeah.
That makes a little squish noise.
Well, and interestingly, I didn't work with some mothers at work. Speaking of mothers, there's some mothers that were talking the other day about what their kids are into in school. And one of the other things they did before the fidgets were make their own slime.
Make their own slime.
Out of borax and water. And
oh,
I think,
kids have been doing that a long time. I remember.
Oh, geez. You missed the foul belch. Darn it.
Don't burp.
Oh, I got it. Go.
But no, we had, growing up in the 80s and 90s, Play-Doh, of course, was a big thing. And there were some friends I went to school with that their parents made, like, homemade Play-Doh that was edible and, like, not all salty and gross.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, every kid tries Play-Doh. I admit, I tried eating Play-Doh when I was maybe five.
Very salty.
Oh, yeah. It's not so good.
Yeah. It smells, yeah.
But it has a nice smell to it.
It does.
Play-Doh always smells nice.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I guess before, and then that got banned. You know, a lot of schools are saying you can't bring slime to school, your homemade slime. And I guess the borax was burning their, like a chemical, you know, was burning their hands.
Well, borax is like a cleaning agent. Yeah. That's something you use in, like, your laundry or to scrub a tub out or something.
But
yeah, I don't know if that's safe for
to
kids.
To play with all the time, right?
Yeah, you don't want your kids eating borax.
Well, some people probably do.
Well, yeah. Depends on how good the kid is.
Go ahead, kid, eat it. Yeah.
No, we don't condone anyone hurting a child.
No, absolutely not.
No.
But I'm just saying.
We're just joking.
Right, so because of that, I'm surprised that they would even let kids like play with that or make it. And now it's those fidget things, the little spinnery things.
Well, I think whether you have ADD or not, people get anxious and they get fidgety. I know sometimes like I'll tap my foot or wiggle around. And he'll, like, say, stop it. Are you nervous or something? And sometimes I do that out of a nervous thing. And when I was a kid, I'd bite my nails or play with the pen and do the clicky thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
I've been playing with the pen since I was about 13. What? Mm-hmm? Oh, sorry. Anyway.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, I guess that's, you know, things.
So, I guess maybe it was bound to happen where they create a little gadget and. Yeah. And it seems like, especially nowadays, everyone has to label everything and have, like...
Or diagnose with something.
Or diagnose it with something.
You just can't be a nervous wreck. You have to
right.
be...
Right. And back in the day, I mean, there were a lot of people that went undiagnosed if they were a little anxious or nervous, or maybe they didn't pay attention.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, we can't... I don't want to get too political.
Yeah, we won't get into that too much.
Why that might be an issue because of certain industries making a killing... off of prescribing, you know.
And killing people by overprescribing.
slowly, but they, ultimately. Yeah, but Yikes. We don't want to get too heavy here.
I'll shut up now about that.
But we're just talking about stuff that we talk about, so.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Just thinking out loud, I suppose. Whoa.
It wasn't that foul. Geez. That one smelled like macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, that one wasn't too bad.
And turkey burgers and Black Label.
Yeah, we didn't order, like the last past couple shows, we ordered Chinese
food. You talked
food.
Over my burp. Unbelievable, man.
Well, excuse me.
No, excuse me. I burped. Go ahead.
But this time around, he made us a delicious dinner of turkey burgers and Bob Evans macaroni and cheese.
That's right. This monkey's got skills, folks.
So we had a picnic type of dinner.
Yes.
It was,
inside,
it was great.
An internal picnic. It was beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So what else can we talk about tonight?
Well, I know we were talking earlier about our stage show, and then we also need to finish season two.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it is long overdue. I know we are very behind on our video making these days, so I do feel like we're letting the fans down that enjoy watching us on YouTube and on the Roku channels and stuff. But
well, I don't know if we're letting them down, per se, because we have our lives, and if the show was actually... were something we didn't get paid for, you know, externally, or it generated money, then we could do it more often. But it's more of a passion project. This is a labor of love, hopefully. Okay, so this is my whole look on what we're doing with the Mummy the Monkey Show. What we have so far, what we're doing so far, what we've put out is our, look at them like demo reels, okay, or like demo projects that can show a potential, television person, because I guess being on TV still is something that is,
even at the store,
legit.
Yeah, know? Even at the store the other day, oh, yeah. I had an older gentleman say, "What channel are you on?" And it's like,
well, ugh. This gentleman came in with his family, and he, you know, he seemed interested in the show. Excuse me.
Whoa. Jeez.
Well, I didn't let that one fly. That was internal.
Okay, carry on.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. That was you this time.
No.
Don't lie. That Janet, was not. Stop it.
No. That was not.
So anyway, so he was there talking to this gentleman, and he was seemed interested in the show, and he asked, you know, what channel are you on? And I said, well, we're kind of on the biggest network in the world right now. It's called the World Wide Web, YouTube. And he scrunched his face up like, nah, I guess, you know, goes, I'm all about, this is where I'll do my rant. He goes, I'm all about, you know, the anticipation of sitting down and the show's going to getting ready to come on. Well, okay. I understand that. They call that, must-see TV. Remember that slogan NBC came up with I guess, when Seinfeld was real popular? They call that night of, that night was a Thursday, must-see TV on that Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it sucks when you go to when you go and rent a movie, whether it was a VHS or a DVD or a Blu-ray, and it really is horrible to go and rent that and then say, I'm going to watch this at 9:46 tonight. No, you rent a movie and you watch it when you want to watch it. It's the same thing with YouTube.
It's the same idea. Every night could be, and this is to borrow, we have a Eric William to borrow his thing. Where every night can be a Saturday night or a Friday night.
Right. So I would love to ask that guy that said that. I wish I would have said, hey, do you rent movies? Yeah. If he said yeah, then what? So it's not cool to pull something up on YouTube anytime you want to. That's weird. But renting a DVD and watching it, because you don't rent a DVD and it says you have to watch it at 8:00.
No.
Right. So that's what YouTube is, and anything on the internet, anything streaming off of the web, is content. That's it might not be sitting on a shelf in a store,
right.
Or in a red box, but the act of doing it, he does it already.
And it's the idea that it's there, you can watch it when you want to, and people's schedules are so hectic with work, school, whatever, family.
The best thing to ever happen to anyone that cares about watching anything,
mm-hmm.
to watch it on demand.
Exactly. Just watch it whenever you want.
It's the coolest thing. So
it's very cool, and it's very convenient because you don't have to think, "Oh, I missed the latest Mummy and the Monkey because they only showed it on Channel 19 at 3 a.m."
Right, and they might not repeat it till for months.
Or
from
at
now.
7 p.m. when I'm still at work or when I'm eating dinner. Or whatever.
That was the most annoying thing to me growing up as a kid is missing a show, and having to wait to watch the rerun or hope it didn't get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
There was no, hey, don't worry, it'll come out on a DVD set in 3 months. There was none of that. If you missed a show, especially like a Big Chuck and Little John show, they never repeated their shows. They repeated movies, but they never repeated a show.
So you would miss it. And
if
then,
you missed that show, it's done. You didn't tape it or something? Done. You're gone.
When did Big Chuck, do you know like offhand, approximately when Big Chuck and Little John started selling their DVDs or making them available?
Oh my gosh.
Where you could go back and watch those old episodes?
I have some of the original cassette VHS tapes they put out. The best of Big Chuck and Little John.
So maybe like late 90s or something.
Yeah, yeah. They were putting out volumes that way. But so when that popped into my head, like, wait a minute. This is nothing new. YouTube, anything that's streaming, not going to say YouTube, but anything that's streaming right now on the internet, okay? That is exactly like something that exists on videotape or on DVD. You buy it or you access it, whether you rent it or buy it or someone lends it to you,
right.
And you watch it when you want to watch it.
Exactly. It gives you more freedom of choice and getting to do your thing.
So everybody out there, you know, who might know someone like this or thinks that way, it's like, it's nothing new. In other words, so YouTube isn't that weird. Or streaming content from any show, anything, isn't weird. It's nothing new. It's
pretty much the digital version of a VHS tape or a DVD.
Yeah.
That you can watch whenever you want.
So right, so that those viewing habits have existed since all that stuff was available. I would even say going back to 8mm films.
Well, and the funny thing is that same gentleman, his wife was like, "Well, what's so bad about watching it on YouTube?"
Right. So
like she disagreed with him.
Well, I think some people are really set in their ways, and they see this difference between there's some legitimacy on being on a network. And I was trying to explain to him too. So a creative person now has the opportunity. that they never had before to create something, whether it's them just sitting in front of a, talking about their day or doing a podcast like we're doing right now, and having it available to anyone that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, you know, you can limit it to just your friends. You can do some privacy settings on these things. Oh, I did the talking while running out of breath thing.
That you did. Weird. That sounded funny.
I know. I think that's a weird thing when people do that. But anyway, but you don't have to wait for someone's approval. Well, this show's not good enough, or keep it up, you know. And you can learn it as you go. Hopefully you're growing as an artist or a creative person.
Yeah. Right.
But it gives you the outlet and the availability, and you can get the best critics out there, the public, the general public. This sucks, you know. We get that too on when we post our shows.
But you know what? Good or I want to see comments. I want to see feedback. So if there's something you don't like, sure, put it out there.
Right.
You know, of course, you're going to have those internet trolls that will just put you down no matter what you do.
But at least they're paying attention.
But you know, at least it's some type of attention.
Yeah, and you know what? A view counts as a view on YouTube.
And a view counts as a view. So even if they're watching just to be jerks,
ha-ha,
joke's on you because we got another view on our channel.
That's right, sucker.
Ha-ha.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, I mean, I could go on forever.
Yeah, and we talked about this a little bit in previous podcasts.
Yeah, and this has nothing to do with Mother's Day or Mommy's Day, but you know what? It's living the screen, behind the scenes. This is what Janet and I sit in the car and talk about. And I think maybe next we should talk about reincarnation and evolution. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I don't want to get into that with you.
I know, just kidding. that's something that's really behind the scenes.
Some deep personal conversations.
Yeah. But it's, yeah. Anyway, and there's something else I could talk about too that I think is interesting. And we all do it out there. Every single one of us do it. We have to rewire our brains out there.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. It is the thing where, okay, so when a new movie comes out, and it's like, hey, the new Guardians of the Galaxy, which we saw last week, finally, by the way, we did.
Yes, what day was that? Monday night.
A Monday night, yeah.
Yeah, we saw it the next night because the theater by us
You have to reserve the seats.
Yeah, you have to reserve it online. It has those fancy reclining
seats.
You
can, and if you don't, you just take a chance of not getting a seat.
And I honestly, usually on a Sunday afternoon or evening, movie theaters aren't that busy, but well, I think because this movie was so popular, it was just packed.
Right, but we did finally get to see it. No spoiler alerts, but is it a spoiler alert if we say that we enjoy the movie?
The movie was amazing.
Yeah, it was really
fun. And you guys should go see it, too.
I loved it. Yeah, please go see it.
We're also a little comic book nerdy, so.
Very comic book nerdy. A little, please.
Just a little. Just a skosh.
I grew up on Big Chuck and Little John and comic books. I mean, that would be my Friday night. I'd plop in front of the TV with comics and Doritos and, you know, I'd watch all this stuff. I loved it. So here's the thing. So you tell someone, hey, Guardians of the Galaxy is coming out. Well, I'm not really familiar with that. I don't know. Now, that's a newer pet peeve, and I think I've even done this. I'm sure I have.
Where if you're not familiar with the book or the comic,
or
you're
anything.
Just not going to go see it.
So that's.
Or if you don't know what the character is, you're not going to watch it?
Right.
But then how would you know about it if
how
you
How would
don't...
you know about anything?
Right.
There's
all kinds of new movies with new characters.
So I want to ask these people. You were born with this, like, encyclopedia of knowledge that was just already in you. You didn't have to learn it. You didn't have to understand. Like, so all the things that you enjoy watching, you already knew you wouldn't enjoy it, but you didn't know what these things were yet. So when people say that, and I have to catch myself, if I say, well, I'm not really familiar, that's really a very
limited. But that doesn't, like, when we say that, that doesn't mean that we don't want to watch it or know about it at all. You know, we're open to different movies and books and things.
Right. But
sometimes when people say, well, I don't know that, then, like, that kind of, like, they shut themselves out from wanting to learn about other things with, you know, in pop culture.
To your point, yeah, when someone would use that as an excuse as to not see something, that is weird because, again, that to me says, so what do you like? I like Raiders of the Lost Ark. So you knew the characters before you saw the movie to like it? No. Everything exists at a point after it's made, and then people go to see or read it or whatever, and then like it. You don't like it before you know what it is. It makes no sense. But we all say these things, and I just like to sort of call people out.
Another pet peeve? People on their damn phones when you're in the movie theater.
Everyone hates
these
people. And
they're sitting there with and their light is flashing from their phone. It's like them sitting with a flashlight and room's dark.
It's very distracting, and that's why they tell you three times before the movie starts to shut up and turn off your cell phone.
Right, you're watching like an hour of previews, and in between every preview, they have these disclaimers. Please turn off your phone.
Which is sad, because it's not a theater full of five-year-olds. It's a theater full of adults, supposedly, mostly, you know. And we're going to include the teenagers, too, because they want to be treated like adults and don't want to be babies. So everybody...
I've seen it from age 15 to maybe age 50.
And I'm more understanding the younger...
all ages, I've seen people be rude like that.
And I'm more understanding the younger the person... But when there's someone that's in their 30s and turns that phone on, it drives me nuts.
There were days where, like, we would go see a movie, and we were, like, yelling at the person. And I was hitting one of the workers because we were so ticked off. Yeah. And other people were getting annoyed at them, too. It wasn't just us. Or if they're, like, talking excessively or just being really loud when you're trying to watch a movie.
Right. And it's just really, really disrespectful. And... doesn't make any sense. Why did you pay that, you know, sometimes like $20 and maybe even more if you bought the you know, the popcorn and the soda.
$20 just for a small popcorn.
Yeah, if you paid all that money, you're going to sit there on your stupid phone. What are you, a doctor? You have an emergency? You have like patients, you know, calling in for a dire emergency?
Well, no. I even say if you have an emergency phone call to
take it outside.
To go in the hallway.
I know,
and
but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. There's nothing going on. What's up? Not much. LOL. Ha ha ha. I'm at the movie. I mean, it's there's nothing on that conversation good.
Right, it's nothing that important.
No,
it's
to ruin someone else's time.
It's, if you're going to do that, why even pay to go see the movie? Just wait till it comes out on video. And
some people are just, you know...
just listen to it while you play on your phone.
I think, I think it's an obvious thing. The fact that the line gets blurred because we have such... great ways to watch things at home now. So people are forgetting that they're even at the movies. They're out in the public. They think they're at home. You're at home, you can turn anything, you can do anything you want. But when you're out in public, there's a sort of conduct. You know.
There's a lack of like mindfulness and manners with some people. And this isn't just the cell phone in the theater. It's maybe holding a door open for someone, being courteous that other people are walking. This, you know, like when we go to a store and someone blocks a whole aisle.
Yeah,
with their shopping cart.
There ain't nobody here but me. Oh, this is great having a whole store to myself. I'm not in anybody's way. It's totally in the way.
Meanwhile, they're like right in front of the toothpaste I need to grab, and they won't move.
Yeah, and they're looking at something else totally. You gotta always be aware of people around you if you're not at home where you can do anything you want. That's one thing. But
yeah, just try to be courteous. That's all.
You're out in public. Anyway, we're not here to
shake our finger
at everybody.
I'm sure other people feel the same way, too.
The politeness police, but I don't know. This is just stuff we talk about. It looks like we're getting kind of close to the end of the show here. Went a little under the hour we usually do, but, you know, it's an organic process here at Behind the Screams. You know, we just talk about what we feel, and you never know what you're going to hear, man, you know?
So next podcast, we'll discuss on how the stage show went.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a whole recap of that.
Yes, we'll do the recap. Nice. And then we need to get our plans together to finish season 2 and get some more video out.
Yes.
And skits.
Yep, more skits.
And then we've got Monster Bash coming up next month in June.
Oh, when June? When?
June 23rd through the 25th in Mars, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
And... this show is great. It's similar to Goulardi Fest, and it's very family-friendly and, like, classic monster stuff, like monsters, universal monsters.
Sweet.
A lot of actors from that time period will be there, too. Cool. I can't remember the guy's name, but the guy that actually played the creature from the Black Lagoon, the guy that was in the creature suit, will be there doing autographs, so
I
want to meet him.
Why it got to be a Black Lagoon?
Oh, jeez, girl.
Anyway, yeah. So we got a lot of stuff coming up. Summer's heating up, baby, heating up for the Mummy and the Monkey. We got a lot of cool appearances we're going to be doing, a lot of shows we're going to be at, vending.
Yes.
And winding up for October's big events like Cinema Wasteland at the end of September and Goulardi Fest during Halloween. So it'll be on your birthday again.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Janta Kay will have her birthday celebrated at Goulardi Fest again this year.
Yay! My birthday's 2 days before Halloween, and at the last Goulardi Fest, he surprised me with, he asked Little John to sing Happy Birthday.
Little John Rinaldi came out on stage and got the whole audience to sing Happy Birthday to Janet. It was amazing.
And I was like in shock.
Burped. She was so excited.
You're burping, not me. Jeez.
Woo, fun.
Maybe one day I'll surprise you with a burp.
Or something.
or something. No, not that.
A butt burp.
Jeez, Grim.
Ooh, yes. Hey, when you hang with the monkey, stuff like this happens.
Girls don't do that.
Oh, boy. And on that note.
Check us out, themummyandthemonkey.com. You can get all the info there. Thank you guys for watching.
Watching.
Or well, for watching with your ears.
That's right. Your ear eyes.
Tune
in your ears into our little podcast, as it were.
Oh, boy.
And we enjoyed spending this Mother's Day with you. It's actually going to be up the day after Mother's Day. But, you know, it's in the same, you know, time period.
Yeah, that's okay.
In the vicinity, is it?
So hug your mamas and love them up.
That's right. That's right. And we'll see you next time right here on...
Living the Scream!
Bang! Why'd you do that, man? I can't hear again. Hello? Hello?
That's what you get for burping.
Okay. Payback's a you know what. Close to me, like honey to a bee. Oh, bless your sweet, sweet lips. Yeah. For kissing me.
I'm in love with you.